One record. Hi everyone, I'm Leslie Cornwell with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have Ann Conkley here with me at Conkley Coaching, and she is an amazing resource I got connected with a couple weeks ago, and I'd love for her to tell about herself and her services.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's good to be here. So my name is Ann Conkley. I'm a certified nurse midwife and a life coach, and I work with women. And create time, space, and tools for women to cultivate. I had a long career as a L&D nurse and then a midwife, and practiced in an academic medical facility up until about a year ago when I left to start my business called Authentic Coaching, and recently launched the APRN Academy, which is a membership platform specifically designed to support advanced practice nurses in all areas of practice. So I love what I do. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think it's such a unique background, especially midwives that don't pick a traditional business where you went from clinical management, amazing big projects we could talk about for hours, but to transition the last year and a half, I mean, just a little bit of jumping outside the box of a traditional midwife would be inspirational.
Yeah, it's interesting in that it's, you know, there's a segment of nurse entrepreneurs, and you and I both fall, you know, into that category. And it's interesting to be a midwife and an entrepreneur, and to consider there's, and it may have been a box that I created or a mindset, you know, that I had in particular to what midwifery was, what it looked like, where it could occur, and, you know, for whom it was intended. And it's been interesting over the past year to consider and really reconsider with a big mindset shift around what is it to midwife? Mm-hmm. And, you know, my core purpose in life and mission, I mean, from a very, very, you know, basic foundational purpose is that I was brought on this planet and on this earth to support women. And I've done that, you know, did that as a labor and delivery nurse, and I did that catching babies, and, you know, did that as a midwife in the clinical setting. I did it as a medical director. And now this phase is, it's just a new wave of supporting women and other nurses, frankly, at this point, you know, in a way that really fuels me and allows me to fulfill on that purpose, that really bigger purpose. So it's different. Entrepreneurship is, you know, so ups and downs and, you know, opportunity and, you know, failure and challenge and so much. And in some ways it's so similar to what, you know, work I think that you and I have done for many years, which is just to kind of ride the wave, to be present, you know, using things like shared decision making and, you know, interventions as needed. I mean, it's all, I kind of chuckle in that I feel like there are so many similarities, you know, despite it looking different from the outside.
I think it's a big major mind shift as far as when you're W-2, you're working for somebody else, you're looking for a job versus you're creating your own job, you're waiting for your paycheck every 2 weeks. You have a very strong drive to make value, to make products that people want, because that is your quote unquote paycheck. And so it is, some people can handle that personality and some people can't, but I think it's amazing. I can make my own hours. You can, like you were talking about going to the pediatrician, like you don't have to ask permission from any boss. There's so many benefits to it, but it's, I think for midwives as a whole, it's not the usual. It's not part of training. It's not part of school, especially nurse midwives and APRNs. They tend to think they're going to work for somebody. Very few of them go into it for private practice. They may in time because they realize the possibilities of making their own personalized mission. But I think it's just interesting that you've evolved and so have I. And I think there's more and more midwives and advanced practice nurses have this personality. We just need to inspire it more.
Yeah. One of the, interestingly, one of the organizations that's been really helpful for me has been, and really a connecting network has been the National Nurses and Business Association. Interestingly, I think it's a good, you know, I felt, I don't know what your experience was, but as a midwife with some other ideas, right? I mean, like we didn't have a midwife who was a medical director. And that was like a first for me. You know, I was an assistant medical director and then I was a medical director. And that was kind of like, Yeah, that took a little bit of just developing a, you know, my own, removing some of my own limiting beliefs about what midwives could do. And so when I, you know, left clinical practice and felt this kind of, I was in between this world of midwifery and clinical practice and then this world of entrepreneurship. And NNBA in my business coaching program, you know, they're communities, right? Like I faltered in that first year kind of thinking, where are my people? I kind of don't fit into this box anymore. And I kind of have not yet made that full leap in entrepreneurship, but like who is with me kind of. So it's one of the reasons that I created the APRN Academy, to be very honest, because community is really a very interesting, you know, the basis of so much that occurs. And it's such a breeding ground for collaboration and for support and for really making magic happen. So it's a, you know, the foundation of the APRN Academy is, I mean, we talk certainly about so much stuff, you know, RVUs and contracts and, you know, negotiating and salaries and burnout. And at the base of it is a commitment to creating an environment of support, creating a community, creating opportunity for engagement and for that shared kind of like fitting in, like they get me, you know? So, and so many of the programs that I create at the base of them have that element of like, I get it, we get it. You know, here's a community, here's the support for you, you know, to help you as you go along your journey, whatever that journey may be.
Well, the part that I loved when you were talking about APRN Academy is it fits that balancing act where you're empowering, even if you decide to work for somebody else, you're negotiating, you're creating value. That's what always drove me crazy with advanced practice nurses. Midwives are the lowest paid salary out of all the masters in nursing. And I don't think it's because we don't create value. I think it's because midwives, there's tools, there's skills to show objectively the knowledge and the value you're creating to an organization is how you get your salary and how you get those extra things you're looking for to serve women. So I think it's awesome that you're focusing just on general. It doesn't have to be a business owner. It doesn't have to be someone that works for somebody else. You're empowering professional development for advanced practice nurses to better our profession as a whole. So I'm very excited to see your services more.
Yeah, I think these are elements that I didn't know where to find when I, you know, first started out. And it took me so many years to understand them. I mean, I'll be very honest, the conversations I have now on RVUs are, you know, rooted in work that I had to go through and figure out on my own. And look, you could say like, well, you chose to figure it out on your own. You didn't reach out for help, which is true. I mean, there's truth in that. You know, so the work that I've done over the past several years, I mean, even from the lens of like something as simple as RVUs, it changes the conversation. It changes it. The impact is tremendous in terms of understanding how we, you know, midwives as a profession, we are, you know, if you catch 4 or 5 babies in a night, which I would sometimes do at my old practice, that's a huge value creating activity from an RVU standpoint. And when you understand that if you do COPOs and you do IUD insertions and you do Nexplanon removals and you vulvar biopsies and EMBs, when you understand from a value creation standpoint, that is an unlearn you can't have. Do you know, once you know, you cannot unknow that you create value and that you have the opportunity to walk into any setting, whether it's your own business or it's a organization or an FQHC or a nonprofit, wherever, but you fundamentally understand that when you walk in there, you know exactly how much money you can make and how much value you can create for yourself or for an organization. I mean, it's one of the most, you know, it's a shift that is so fundamental, I think. So much of the, you know, the work that I do is really geared toward professional development at a more simpler level, to be very honest. It's a lot of personal, you know, personal development and personal growth. And that's where I really get into when I work one-on-one with clients. We do a lot of personal growth and exploration and discovery and, you know, more understanding about themselves so that they can then take that and apply it to any setting where they are. But we, you know, these are just fun. I believe so much in giving these tools because they matter. Do you know, they matter from a standpoint of people knowing what you do, you knowing what you do, and then you saying, I deserve to be paid this because I create this much value for someone.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's not just about the employment aspect. Politically, certified professional midwives have gotten so much more of a head start than certified nurse midwives have been with negotiating with politicians and getting involved in politics. Like, there's a reason there's a lot of restrictions. I mean, we are more part of the medical community, but it's creating that value. It's creating it not just for your employer. I've found this mind shift helps in my personal life just as much as my professional life, like negotiating with my husband, my kids. If you go into it, I love the platinum rule. Have you ever heard the platinum rule versus the gold rule? So do unto others as you would like to be done. The platinum rule is do unto others how they would like to be done. So there's a lot of great tools like the emotional fingerprint that teach you how to listen to people and what's important to them. Is it the community? Is it the wage? Is it the lifestyle? Is it the mission? Like, what are they looking for? And you can now talk their talk. I'm a numbers person. If I talk all day long numbers to somebody that's about community and passion, we're not going to find a win-win. And so it's that generalized. I found the last 3 years, and I'm sure you have too, the power of just learning as you become an entrepreneur and creating value with your business, you start learning how to create value in all aspects. Your mind shifts, just like a nursing assessment. I found that I'm always like, oh, they have a good vein for this, or like, oh, she's a big bleeder. And you just instinctually, as I'm going down the road, I'm like, oh, there's a great business opportunity. There's a great value creation, or my neighbor, like you start shifting your mind. And so I think that's what's so cool about what you and I are both doing is getting advanced practice nurses, midwives, getting birth workers across the country to mind shift. I have tons of value. How do I show that in my community? How do I show that in a larger scale? Building relationships, like midwives, too many are solo, do their own thing. And I'm like, get to know your colleagues, get to know the community.
And I think too, the skills that lend well to just what you're talking about is that, you know, I think from a standpoint of emotional intelligence and being able to sit, you know, with women, it is very different from telling them what to do. It's very different, you know, and so the profession of birth workers in general, whether you're a midwife or a doula or a lactation consultant, whatever, I mean, the community of birth workers, most of them, understand inherently that there is a bigger force that is birth, right? It's much bigger than you and me, and it has unexpected twists and turns, and it has a mind of its own, and you know, it's a process, right? And we get pretty good at really sitting often with the process, knowing when to make a move, when to back off, when to sit patiently, when not to. And those skills are so vitally important, I think, to, you know, that's like the basis of entrepreneurship and just having that ability, that platinum rule, like, well, you know, where do I flex and where do I not? I mean, so many, I think, of the skills that we learn as birth workers are so applicable to work. And that sets the foundation for other good relationships and for, you know, the basics of saying, well, okay, well, it is what it is. And how can I assist? And how can I support? Mm-hmm. And when do I give more? And when do I give less? And what questions can I ask to get more, understand what they want? You know, I mean, it's a different way, but that's not a traditional business way. And it is a way that we excel, I think.
Yeah. Well, and I think especially with COVID and the pandemic and so many healthcare changes happening quickly, some midwives are practicing in situations that they're not quite the comfortable with, or worrying about budgets and residents and competing forces. Like, having backup plans, having other income streams, having other possibilities of what you can do, you're more confident expressing your value, your skills. Because a lot of people have fear. They have a lot of anxiety. A lot of midwives are breadwinners. There's a lot of pressure that I can't stand up because maybe they were already on the fence of getting rid of this practice. So if you can build that knowledge base and say, well, I can create value in many different ways if this doesn't work out versus, oh my gosh, I need this job, that it presents you so differently. So like you said, I love that you've complemented APR and Academy with your coaching because they go so hand in hand.
Yeah. And we, you know, one of the groups I run on Facebook is Side Hustles for APRNs. I get anywhere from, you know, 30 to 100 requests for, you know, for the group. And I love it. And it's just, all I do is give out, you know, try to support side hustles, like what ideas. It's just an idea, creativity.
Is it a Facebook group, you said?
Yeah, it's a Facebook group. And I started it. I actually don't even know why I started it. But I think it came out of the fact that I was running a group. I was doing like a coaching group for advanced practice nurses. And it was right around when COVID hit. And, you know, 40,000 jobs, healthcare jobs were lost in March 2020. And so many of our colleagues, I think, were in that category of being furloughed. Maybe not as many midwives, but certainly a lot of NPs. And especially some of the specialty practices. And so there were so many EPRNs who had been furloughed, cut hours, you know, or fired. And so one of the groups I started at that time was the side hustle, thinking, look, you know, if there was ever an opportunity, you know, people are hungry. There are a lot of advanced practice nurses who are hungry to say, who have a realization, like you said, of I cannot solely expect that my one job of my 9 to 5 or my, you know, 7A to 7P, you know, is a for sure thing. And so therefore I need to diversify in terms of my income streams and my revenue. And so we, in this one coaching group, we got into these gals were like, can you tell us more about some side hustles? And I was like, yes, there are so many ways. I mean, that's how I got started in my own, you know, starting to think like out a little bit outside the box of what else I could do with my skill. So I, you know, created this Facebook group, and from the get-go, man, it's just been so many advanced practice nurses who...
Well, I'm definitely going to find it, Anne.
I'll be very honest, you know, I just actually put out a call to ask the members of the group, because we're approaching probably... maybe, I don't know, 1600 or 1700 people. And this is, you know, relatively new. It's only maybe been around 2-3 months at that, but I just put out a call to the group, like, you know, what more support do you need? I'll give ideas all day long. I could love to stay in that phase of creativity and like, well, you could do this and that and 1,000 things, you know, the things just flow. And so I've asked them, you know, what kind of support, and it's very interesting, the levels of readiness, you know, like in terms of where they are, but it's been so interesting, but it's been a very, very salient reminder to me that there's so many options out there, you know, and there's so many ways to diversify and to ensure some financial stability, and they're not overnight. They're not overnight viral successes.
No lottery tickets. I stress that all the time.
No lottery tickets, you know, as you know, and they're possible.
And yeah. And it's that scarcity versus abundance mindset. It's getting people out of fear, 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 like COVID. Like, yes, I don't want to downplay what's happening to everybody, but it's an opportunity. Like if you look, okay, everything's virtual now. If you were doing childbirth education, you're a doula, now you can't go to the hospital anymore. Home birth practice and birth center practices are going through the roof. So you just have to market yourself a different direction. And so I've had fun. I didn't even realize with this practice, like I'd be helping so many birth workers because of the connections I've made. And it's the same concepts. It's getting your mental shift of poor me versus this is life. I'm going to do something about it. We spend so much time doing our retirement planning and long-term planning, but where's our short-term planning? Like I don't try to scare people, but I want reality check. Okay. You're the breadwinner. You have a business. What happens if you get in a car accident tomorrow? What happens? Like these hypothetical situations that are rare, but could happen. If you can make streams of cushions, you're going to decrease your anxiety. Having those emergency accounts for 4 to 6 months, having life insurance on yourself, creating a trust to protect your assets so you don't have to worry about getting sued after your insurance claims. I mean, there's so many benefits, and you probably do the same thing to help people get past the trauma, get past the insecurities of today, and having those objective tools to go to.
Yeah. And even with a lot of advanced practice nurses too, and I think with your, you know, from the standpoint of understanding more about the inner workings of a clinic and from a financial perspective and having an MBA, and you with your kind of more, you know, experience and understanding of finance, I think what I struggle with that has come up in so many conversations is, you know, and my business coach talks about it too, is this idea that, you know, what kind of reserve do you have in place for when something like this happens? knowing full well that the economy, it will see some tough times. I mean, it already is.
Yeah, mental and financial, cushions.
Yes, exactly. Like, what is your, if your job was cut? I mean, my department, my last position, when I started there, it was a robust practice, and it still is to this day, of probably 15 advanced practice nurses, the majority of whom are midwives. Interestingly, though, when that group began, there were maybe 5 midwives. The whole department was cut, fired, all of them, every single one of them fired because it was a new chair. There were a couple changes, administration said this, they cut all of them, fired all of them, ended up hiring, I think, a few of them back, one who's still the director today. But it's just that's the kind of landscape that we're in. And that's a landscape that where I start to think we have a lot of APRNs who don't have that 3 to 4 month cushion. They don't have a 1 month cushion to pay their bills, if something happens. And that's where, I'm not okay. Financial stability for women in particular, because again, we're talking about a lot of women in our profession. And this is something that we owe to ourselves, because when we are financially stable, we create stability for our families. We create stability for our communities, and we show up in a different way. And so it's been a very interesting realization over the past few months to see so many conversations where I have clients who say, well, I really I can't believe this happened. I really want to get out and change something and do something a little different. And then all of a sudden we get to the point of, what's your budget? What are you spending on? What do you have in reserve? How much do you need to live? What is the number? And then recreate, go backwards and make sure that you have it on a month to month basis. It's a different way.
Yeah. Well, I think the last 20, 25 years, the government hasn't helped that, where the savers are the losers and you're trying to, debt is good because the interest rates are so cheap. And there's two paths. There's the Keynesian mindset that's out there right now that we're going to grow ourselves through prosperity and debt, and we're reaping the consequences now. That I don't want to go into the details, but it goes down to a consumer level. Like, having $1 million in a savings account that loses value because of inflation, it's a disincentive, but you have to train yourself. Like, okay, hold your wealth in a different place. Like, if you're fearful or you've got debt or whatever, like you were talking about the women, I found switching from private practice, being a midwife and supporting women financially, their divorce rate, they're the stay-at-home makers and single mom now, and the being a widow and having a longer health life. There's just so many financial more pressures on women than there are on men. And so I am so empowered to help them and inspire them that you can do this. It doesn't mean you're arrogant or cocky because you talk about money and that you want to start your own business. Like, that's a mental shift we need to get you past right now. So yeah, I think it's great that we're going to be able to morph each other's missions together and support women in this new level of, okay, I love my job, but I kind of want something on the side. This pension may or may not be there. The 401k I currently have may or may not be able to support me. How can you make your fun, passion, and drive something you can do, or create something that's going to make you money over and over again, that passive income? So there's so many possibilities. So yes, I definitely would go onto your side hustles course the Facebook group and see. So one last question I have for you, Anne. Where do you see, and this may be more than a 5-minute question, but I would love to see your long-term vision of your practice. Like, when you started it a year ago and where you are now, like, what is your ultimate mission for your business?
So it's interesting you ask, in that I just finished this book, The Buddha and the Badass, which is so good, by Vishen Lakhiani. And he runs Mind Valley, which is a personal development company, and has a tremendous mission. And I read this book and was inspired to begin thinking about a longer term plan. And he talks specifically in the book about two aspects of business. There's acceleration and there's navigation. And I have been in this phase of acceleration since I started, acceleration since I started. A lot of hustle, a lot of what works, what doesn't, keep this, let go of this, move forward with this, quick to fail, quick to redo. And so I have just been recently starting to step back and say, okay, what's the bigger vision? You know, what is the 1-year vision? What's the 5-year vision? And for me, what it's beginning to look like is, you know, where I derive so much joy and where I love the setting where I love to be is that I am a connector. I'm a relation builder. And so when I have an opportunity to engage, to connect, and to laugh and to support women in a way that's big, that feeds me like no other. And I'm not, you know, I'm so introverted that sometimes I, you know, I shudder to think of these big, big ideas and big goals. But I'll tell you, they look like speaking on big stages. They look like, you know, having a book at some point. It looks like developing a community of support where I can provide guidance and motivation and inspiration, and to have a team. You know, it's 3 to 5 years for me right now looks like having multiple membership platforms for that support, you know, women and advanced practice nurses in different stages. It looks like speaking at conventions and conferences. Those are kind of my big goals, because when I, you know, I recognize part of my purpose is to really be, to connect and to engage in the way that, that I feel like I can move the needles to do that on a big stage. And so some of my meditations and my visualization right now is thinking about what does it feel like to step on a stage and to connect with women in an audience. And so, but the really kind of, the big goal is to really build, to be very honest, an empire of so many tools and opportunities for support for women. Cause that's just what I'm fully convinced that's what I was put here to do.
Like, awesome. Well, I think that's a great way to end. I know you're going places just from your drive and passion. I mean, that your little road bumps aren't going to stop you. I know that for a fact.
Been there, done that. You know, it's like, well, it's like stuck at 7 centimeters. We're going to get there. We will.
Yep. Transition. You're in the early stages of toughness. We're going to get you to the pushing stage of the grand finale and get a baby in your arms. So it's funny how the things most people be like, oh my gosh, what are they talking about? And midwives get it.
No, I that's how I feel. Yeah. Like we're at like 7 centimeters. I'm like, I actually may still be a touch latent. You know, I'm still probably latent. I'm totally latent, you know, whatever. It's fine. But yes, we have these conversations often, and I often bring them up because I'm a midwife to my non-midwife, non-birth colleagues in my, you know, mentor in my mastermind groups and my coaching groups. And I get a lot of like, and then I just say, this is midwife life. Like this, it's all, birth is an example for all of us. And so starts and stops and all that. So, anyway.
Well, I will also put your contact information at the bottom of the link for people to go to, but if you want to just visually say it, so if they're listening when they're driving, how can they connect with you, Ann?
I'm on social media and the same thing everywhere. My website's AnnConkleyCNM.com. You can find me on Instagram. That's my primary platform, Instagram and Facebook, where I connect with people. I love connecting with advanced practice nurses and birth workers on LinkedIn. So please don't hesitate to reach out there. But my website is really kind of the home where you will find all of my services and ways to connect with me and, you know, reach out as needed. So, and please, I love connecting with people clearly. So I'm glad to.
Yeah, you've got your 30-minute complimentary consultation that can easily schedule on the calendar to connect with you. So thank you so much for your time today, Ann.
Thank you.